In your face.
Joined by Alex Gorbatov, who is the music director for the Shout Youth Chorus, who has a wonderful production coming up at the Abbotsford Convent on the 20th of June. It's called Folk for Folks. Alex, welcome to 3CR.
Thank you so much for having me, James.
You've got so many amazing songs that you're doing, including Middle English Canons all the way to Kate Bush. How exciting.
Yeah, thank you. It's a really fun. It's a really fun concert. Like, folk music has so much like history. You know, going like, when did we start singing, making music as, you know, as a human thing, you know, for all time, right? And so we wanted to get a lot of that history in the concert, but also keep it modern. Like, where does, like, folk music today has so many different forms. We have such good Melbourne folk music, so I wanted to bring a bit of that, you know, live stuff into the room as well. Yeah.
So tell us about your journey as a musical director.
Oh, well, Shout is my most recent thing that I've started doing, actually. I started singing when I was, you know, a wee kid back in Sydney, in Sydney Children's Choir, and I fell in love with it immediately and sort of got pulled into the cult of singing in choirs. I'm not sure if, yeah, I'm sure lots of people listening have sung in choirs in school. I remember I have great memories of doing that. And then instead of making the sensible decision of, like, you know, doing anything else, I went and studied music and sort of found myself directing this ensemble and this ensemble and singing with my friends and started to make a lot of queer art in the choral music space. And then Shout appeared. That's like, you know, I like doing queer stuff, I like singing, I like being in front of an ensemble, and suddenly we sort of had this lovely connection. And yeah, they're a really special group. Like, they're a lovely group of young people making some beautiful music. It's been a pleasure to sort of be in front of them.
And I love the title, Shout As In, Shout Out and Be Proud, you know. And I also love the title that you've got for the show on the 20th, Folk for Folks, Folks with an X.
Yeah.
Which is really queer.
Yeah. So, like there's something about, like, the connection with nature, and there's some witchy sort of elements, and like, how can we take folk music? Like, there's so much protest in folk music, and there's so much interesting storytelling in folk music, and how we sort of do a bit of a queer lens on that. And, you know, when I think of, you know, sitting around the fire with friends, that's always been, you know, I'm a queer camp, right? And singing music together, that there's something about that sort of nature and music and queerness that really comes together as one for me. So hence Folk for Folks.
And I mean, that kind of segues beautifully into just the benefits of actually being, you know, face to face and singing in unison or singing within friction or, you know, different directions. You know, all of that is all about an immersive experience, human interaction, and getting people away from their screens.
Yeah, there's not much, like, if you're bored of watching the same shows on a Saturday night and want an excuse to get out that doesn't feel like, you know, where the music's maybe not too loud and, you know, you want to go to bed at a reasonable time, like, there's nothing you can do better than coming to a concert. We are going to make you sing, and that's both a warning and a, but also, you know, we're going to make you sing. It's going to be really nice. there's nothing, if you haven't sung in a choir before or haven't, like sung since high school, it's a lovely thing to just do. Give it a try. Why not? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it means that you're going somewhere with the chorus as well. Yeah. Like, you know, you're actually, when the chorus is uplifting, you're going with them physically because your diaphragm's moving.
Everything's
in that direction.
Moving, yeah.
How amazing.
It's a lovely thing. Try it. We're accepting new members next semester. So if you want to, like, come along and be like, oh, maybe I want to join a choir, you know, this would be a great chance. Just saying.
So Shout is a branch of the Melbourne Pride Chorus, and we had Trevor Block on the show a couple of weeks ago. So you've really got, you know, your irons in the fire in a few areas, and really, really, I guess what I'm saying is you're immersed in the community.
Yeah, there's nothing like choirs in terms of, like, a community place. Like, to be... I hadn't been in a community ensemble for a number of years before joining Shout. I know a lot of professional work as a singer, and then, like, coming in here, I was like, oh, this is what it's all about, right? Like, singing is really important and making good sound, but actually it's about meeting people and being in the room. And the Melbourne Pride Chorus ecosystem with Shout and the chorus itself is so special for that. We went on camp last year all together, and just seeing the love in the room and, like, how much people, like, cared for each other and cared for that community that they've built so... like, built so well and with much difficulty over so many years. It's a really quite a moving thing to watch and experience and to be allowed to be a part of it. It's just gorgeous.
So you really feel like you're part of a community.
Yeah. Like, and, you know, if we go on breaks and we're, like, making cookies for each other, and people, like, you know, you're at a community radio station, you know how much work it takes to make anything happen. You need so many volunteer hours that the chorus members are putting in, and people donate so much of their time to like make this special group of people work and to do the things that they can do. And it's such a beautiful thing to be a part of.
It's almost like reclaiming a time that was lost, where people used to do things like that as a matter of course. It happened all the time. You know, people were interacting when they need to be part of a community.
Yeah.
And we've kind of lost that a bit, and you've reclaimed it.
Yeah. Like having so much, you know, some of the time, our time with friends, whether you're going to the pub or watching something or being on your phone alone, like being able to reclaim it in a place where you're singing and being active and be using your bodies and making music together, there's nothing like it, right?
So you're performing at the Abbotsford Convent. I mean, that's a historical place. What's the space like?
So we're in the industrial school, and if you haven't been to the Abbotsford Convent in a while, they've just redone this space, and you know, it's all grimy and grungy in the best, like, in a wonderful way that they've done it with, like, all this fancy lighting. I know, it's like this juxtaposition of the space's rather, you know, spicy history and these sort of distressed walls and this beautiful music. So it's great for singing because it's live, so every sound that you make is heard by everyone, and it's a really immersive room to be in.
So the acoustics are great.
And there's a few spots that we're going to hide away from you. You're going to hear sounds in places that you didn't expect them, and have a bit of maybe there's some surprises throughout the show.
So, I mean, reclaiming's a theme that keeps coming up, but I mean, awful things happened at that place. And it's kind of like you're reclaiming the space in an affirming way. That's really nice.
Thank you. I think it's like, there's so much good music that goes on in that space, and I think the team there are doing an amazing job of making a new history for it. So you want to be part of that, you know, maybe come along.
What Kate Bush song are you doing?
Oh, you caught me.
Oh, there's so many great ones.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us some of the other ones. What springs to mind?
Well, we're doing this amazing, we're doing two rounds that are really fun. One is called Summer Is Ikumenin, which is in Old English. It was the first ever secular song put down on manuscript paper. So that we have any recognition. It's from like the 1200s, right? And it's this round, and it's all about like cows and what they're doing in the fields in the spring. It's a bit spicy. The things coming alive and, you know, a new life. I'm going to start the concert with this. And there's this, we're doing a couple of sea shanties. What do you do with a drunken sailor? And another one that we're going to get you to join in on. We're doing some new Australian queer choral music as well. If you guys know Sally Whitwell, she's an amazing composer from Sydney, and she wrote this cycle about spectrum. So it's all about one color for each of the colors on the rainbow flag. So this one is about being on the beach with your friends and the sun shining through the rain on this holiday. It's all about like friendship and nature, and it's quite beautiful and folksy.
So you're doing an English track in Old English that sounds nothing like modern day English. I mean, it almost sounds like Welsh.
Yeah, it's an odd language. Summer is a common in Lord of Sinkuku. Really odd stuff. And the choir really took to it. It took them a while. Singing choirs, you often tackle stuff in so many different languages, and it's a fun skill to be able to pick up that vowel from this language and that vowel from this language, and teaching it. It's such a joy.
You really relish being a musical director. You're like a conductor.
Yeah, well, I'm a conductor. Yeah,
are a conductor.
Yeah, so like I'll come in. I'm waving my arms, doing my flaps. But it's it's so fun. There's so many different parts of that job. Like, you get to meet so many people. You get to, like, be a part of tending this community. And you get to, like, introduce people to all the weird and wonderful music that is in your brain. And there's a bit of a, you know, try not to get too control freaky about it. But it ends up making people smile and laugh and have fun together and make music. It's the best job in the world.
So there's a real science to all those hand movements. It's pointing at people and not just saying play. It's doing all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the science of it.
So there's, of course, the primary role, right, is you're keeping the beat and you're keeping everyone in track. So that's like, the hand movements work in a way. It's hard with that video, isn't it? To keep your choir or your orchestra like really connected to where you are. But then there's how do you attain expression with that? So one hand might be keeping the time and the other hand might be like bringing your hand out in a wide arc to signify that you want this line to be sung, you know, really connected, or it might be moving staccato. So you sort of want to mimic what the music does with your hands and give people a sense of the expression, not only the beat. This is like bringing people in. You have to know all the notes in the score to help them learn it well. You've got to make sure that they're connected to everything that's going on, and also unify the fact that you've got 30 people in this room all singing this a bit different, and giving them a direction that, or and compromising with what everyone's doing to find something that they can agree on and be proud of making together. And you sort of tend that process.
Wow. So you're really got to know what everyone's up to.
Yeah. Watching all their faces, all their smiles, and, you know, where people are confused, and, you know, a lot of trust that needs to happen between the ensemble and the conductor, and a lot of listening to all the people singing. And most of people as well as what the actual notes, you know. Yeah. Getting to know them.
Well, the Shout Youth Chorus presents Folk for Folks. It's happening on Saturday, the 20th of June, 7:30 p.m. at the Abbotsford Convent. Alex Gorbatov, the musical director, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you so much, James, for having me.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.